A North Vancouver man has pleaded guilty to two charges in the 2021 impaired driving death and serious injury of a woman and her husband on low-level road. Burnaby resident Marcelina Aguilé died soon after the March 2, 2021, crash when André Lucat crossed the centerline in his Audi and struck Aguilé's vehicle head-on. Aguilé's husband Leonilo, whom she was driving home from work, sustained traumatic injuries. He lingered for a few months before dying in June of that year. In March 2022, the Crown swore charges against Lucat, 46. He pleaded guilty in North Vancouver Provincial Court Thursday to one count of impaired driving causing death and one count of impaired driving causing bodily harm. Crown Prosecutor Kevin Mass read out an agreed statement of facts, which Lucat had signed off on. At the time of the crash, Lucat was coming home from a business meeting in Fort Langley where he'd had, in excess, of one bottle of wine, the court heard. Around 11:07 p.m., his vehicle was captured on a low-level road surveillance camera traveling at more than 180 kilometers per hour, just moments before the crash. As he approached the curve in the road at the foot of St. David's Avenue, he crossed over the center line and crashed into the Aguilé's Volkswagen. The Audi burst into flames and the Volkswagen was rammed up against the barrier, preventing it from falling to the rail yard below. Witnesses called 911 and pulled the injured from their vehicles. Lucat was left with a fractured wrist, patella and sternum, the court heard, as well as a laceration to the leg, and blood trauma to the liver. Aguilé suffered blunt force cardiac arrest, the Crown said, and multiple injuries to her lower body. She died in an ambulance en route to Lionsgate Hospital. Her husband had traumatic brain injuries. During the moments when he was lucid, he was depressed over the loss of his wife, the Crown said. He was in hospital until April 29, 2021. He was found deceased at home just over a month later, due to complications from malnutrition and dehydration, the court heard. She was 65. He was 66. A blood sample taken from Lucat while he was in hospital found 147 to 168 milligrams of alcohol per 100 milliliters of blood, Mass said, which works out to a blood alcohol level of 0.15 to 0.2%. The accused admits that his ability to operate a conveyance was impaired by alcohol at the time of the collision, and that he caused the death of Marcelina and that he caused bodily harm to Leonilo, Mass said. The son and daughter of the victims were in court for the guilty plea. Aguilé was a labor activist and advocate for migrant workers in farming, caregiving, and food preparation. She drew tributes from Premier John Horgan and other NDP government members who praised her in the legislature following her death. Lucat is due back in court for a sentencing hearing in the new year. Brichter at nsnews.com, twitter.com/Brentrichter.